News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The nation's budget deficit rose again last month despite record tariff income.
We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs.
That was President Trump last week. Treasury Department data show a 273% rise in customs revenue from last year. At the same time, however, the federal budget deficit continues to grow, climbing 20% this fiscal year. Tariff revenues are not yet offsetting increased federal spending, which includes growing interest payments on public debt and Social Security cost of living increases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Transgenderism is emerging as a major battle line in next year's midterm elections. Bob Agnew reports.
In the Virginia governor's race, Republican Winsome Earle Sears castigates her Democrat opponent, Abigail Spanberger, for approving biological boys in girls' locker rooms. In Georgia, a GOP ad takes aim at incumbent Senate Democrat John Ossoff as it shows a male basketball player knocking a female player to the ground. The announcer says, quote, "Man-to-man defense isn't woke enough for Ossoff." Ossoff's seat is seen by Republicans as perhaps the most likely to flip from blue to red as the GOP seeks to hold and even expand its Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mexico is expelling 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States in the latest major deal with the Trump administration. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. The person said the cartel leaders and other prominent figures were being flown from Mexico to the U.S. today. Mexico's Attorney General's Office and Security Ministry confirmed the transfers. They were carried out after a promise from the U.S. Justice Department that the U.S. officials would not seek the death penalty in any of the cases. On Wall Street, the Dow by 483 points. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year, physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hundreds of representatives of Syrious Christians and other minority religious groups are calling for the formation of a decentralized state and the drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom. The declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert the rights of their communities in the country's evolving political framework. This is SRN News. South Korean intel officials estimate more than 50,000 North Korean laborers have been shipped off to Russia, working in slave-like conditions, primarily at construction sites. The BBC's Jean McKenzie is in Seoul.
We've spoken to six North Koreans who've managed to escape. They all described being confined to their construction sites, where they worked 18 hours a day for little or no pay because their earnings were sent to fund the North Korean regime. Here's one of the workers. We voiced his words to protect him.
We were treated like animals. The other workers used to say we were just slaves for Kim Jong-un. They used to taunt us. You're not men. Just machines that can speak.
A heat wave continues in parts of Europe. The heat wave, France's second this summer, is expected to last all week. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.